Yes, I have been very, very blessed with some stellar athletes that want to work their tails off, and they want to put in the work, and they want to win. Like, they crave it so bad.
That last invite win, you know, Maywood Hay Center over the last couple of years hasn't lost many invites, but you got them at the Paxton invite. That had to have been a big thrill, wasn't it, for the girls?
Oh, the girls and I, we were, oh, I don't even know the word for it, but we were pretty dang excited and pretty proud of ourselves for that one. They work really hard, and you know, everybody kind of had a few PRs that day that really helped us out. Dejana had a PR in the 2 mile. Kendall Fleming had a season record in her hurdles. Brooke Bryant cracked out almost 33-foot triple jump that day. And then she snuck in the 200, too, for us, getting a third place. So, I mean, little things like that have really helped us, I think.
Kendall and the hurdles, wow. I mean, in the 100 highs and the 300 meters as well, right up there among the district leaders. And that young lady is a junior. Her junior season's really done well, hadn't she?
Yes, she really wants to run track in college, and she told me this year she's ready to put in the time and the effort, and she wants to stay healthy. You know, she'll do things on Sundays to kind of help her out, and I think she really wants to break her record again, too.
Few of those girls you mentioned are part of that 4x4 and 4x8. I know you're chasing some other teams, but you feel like, hey, the way we're going, cutting time, that by the time with RPAC this week and then one more meet and then districts, you can cut that time a little bit more.
Yeah, so I kind of always forget to talk about our relays, but our relays play a huge part in us getting points at the meets. Those 400 runners and those 800 runners, they are salty and they crave doing well and beating their PRs. I mean, I know with our 4x8, they always want to be under 11 minutes, always. And then, you know, at the beginning of the season with our 4x4 team, I told our girls, I said, listen, we have the athletes to do this. You guys have to want to do it, too. I said, if we can get our time at about a 4:30, 4:28, 29 area, we can, you know, be right there to do well at districts and RPAC and state.
I know in the jumps, you mentioned Brooke the triple jump. And, you know, Carly Finley's went to 15 in the long jump. Both those events at RPAC and then eventually at districts are going to be awfully tough and fun to watch, aren't they?
Yes, yes. Carly Finley is an athlete. Just a minute, buddy. Carly Finley is an athlete, and she loves to jump, and she's so easy to coach, and she's so consistent. And as soon as you tell her something to fix it, you know, she does it literally before she even takes her next breath. It's yes, coach, and you tell her how she can do something better, and she does it. And it's so fun to coach kids like that.
And your distance girls, got to talk about the mile and two-milers are doing wonderful, aren't they?
Oh, man, we're three deep, and they place at every meet, it seems like. And I feel like our distance crew really, really helps carry us at these meets, too. And another set that we can't leave out, too, is our high jumpers. I mean, they get us points every meet, too. Mallory McConnell and Kendall Fleming, I mean, those points, they matter.
Switch to the boys' side, Coach. Oh, my gosh. Trey is having another phenomenal year. And the mile, the 2 mile, we've watched him for a couple of years in cross country and track and field. And gets better every meet, doesn't he?
Yes. I mean, after what happened to him last season, you know, we came in and we talked about setting goals. And we talked about, you know, where we want to be with our mile and 2 mile. And he goes, you know, Coach, he goes, I just can't wait to run at every meet this year. You know, I think he's so humbled by it. But he's taking this experience, and he's really putting forth what he wants to do. He really wants to break his grandpa's record. His grandpa has a record of a 9:52 in Arthur. And that's his goal before the end of the season, is to beat that record.
You don't doubt him for a second, do you?
No, he will do it. He is a machine. He's so motivated. He's so driven. He takes care of himself. He wants to do it.
Kyler Fleming is a kid that, boy, does a lot for you. I didn't realize this with the hurdles and the high jump and the shot. There's not many guys that do those three events in a meet.
Yeah, I know. He's kind of well-rounded in what it is, but, I mean, he loves shot put. He's one. I wouldn't call him big, but maybe strong. Is that the word I'm looking for? And you know, super strong. He's thrown, you know, 38 feet in the shot put, and he can really run. He can really run a 300 hurdle time when he wants to.
I know you got some other boys. Those are kind of the ones that really stand out for you, Coach. But I'm sure you find that some others have really improved throughout the year, haven't they?
Well, I would say Mason Messersmith has kind of been a dark horse coming up. He ripped out a 19-1 at our last meet and in long jump. And then in the 100, he's running right up where Carson Glenn's was running at this time. So their times are very comparable. So it's going to be kind of exciting to see how the rest of his season goes.
Well, it's going to be a great RPAC meet, Coach. I mean, gosh, I can't wait. You look at the girls' division, the boys' divisions. Every year it's fun to watch. But this year might be a little extra special with all the different great marks and times and elite kids that are going to be there for this one.
Yeah, I'm very excited, and I can't wait for Thursday. It'll be a good day.